Into the Blender, Debut, Episode 0. You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discuss topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
Hi, this is Viv.
And this is Chooch. And welcome to the Quantum Episode 0 of Into the Blender.
You'll tell me what all that other stuff meant later, right?
Proto makes sense. Right? Quantum. Well, quantum would mean that it's totally awesome and it totally sucks simultaneously.
Well, and it will, because this is the first time.
And you can't tell until you listen to it.
Oh, I can tell. It totally sucks.
But it could be different depending on the person. So it's always going to be both at the same time.
And it's awesome because we're trying something new.
Right. And it's called Into the Blender. Did I say that?
Sort of blended into the whole quantum stuff.
Okay.
Kind of lost it there.
So this is episode 0 of the podcast, where we tell you a little bit about what the podcast is and a little bit about us.
Nervously.
So I'll start with a little bit about me. Like I said, my name's Chooch. And I work as an IT manager for the federal government.
That's it.
Yeah. Three-letter acronym.
As they all are.
As it says in my bio, I'm an amateur musician, writer, and technology geek.
Geek. Yeah, primarily. Quantum technology. Oh.
I've been a musician for a very long time, since high school. I used to play in a band, and I don't play as much anymore, but I'm trying to get more into that. And off and on, I've done creative writing, which I've recently started to try to get into that more. I've lived pretty fairly around the country.
Yeah. True.
I grew up in California, and I moved from there to the desert, New Mexico, and from there over to Oregon, and then all the way across to D.C. And
East Coast. That's right.
We have a lot of discussions about West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah.
And I'm 36, happily married to the beautiful Viv.
Sucker.
And between us, we have three wonderful
amazing boys.
So what about you?
So I'm Viv, and I am the wife of Chooch. And I actually met Chooch while working for that same federal agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a long distance thing going while he was in Oregon and I was here on the East Coast. And we fell in love long distance.
Aww.
And I trapped him and tricked him into moving to our little corner of the country. And, and so he has been here with me and my two sons from a previous marriage, who I will call M for the teen and T for the tween.
Yeah.
And let's see. I am a college student, and I'm an old lady college student. I'm 38 years old.
It's not that old.
Well, it's old in the classrooms, but I never went to college after high school, so I'm going back now, thanks to Chooch. Yeah. And I'm finishing up an associate's, going towards a bachelor's in business, blah, blah, blah. And I have not had much of a creative outlet in a very, very long time. I always say that I don't have time, but I think I usually don't have confidence. And so this is a real stretch for me personally. It's the most creative thing I think I've done in a very, very, very long time. Because, you know, I do some crafty stuff, but it's usually someone else's pattern or someone else's design or something like that. So this is really going out on a limb. And we thought we would try this because of our particular experience of Chooch having been married before and having an amazing son who we will call Jay.
Yes, who lives in another state with his mother.
Yes. And he's a wonderful son and she's a wonderful mother. And we were very appreciative. And with my two sons from my previous marriage, M and T, and the fact that we are that blended family that everybody is either a part of or knows very well. And we think it's a pretty interesting dynamic, and mm-hmm. it definitely makes for an interesting existence dealing with two ex-spouses and then their new spouses and then mm-hmm. their, you know, resulting children of those marriages. Right. And then
different parenting methods.
Yes, that can be an interesting dynamic to encounter, as many, many people know. So we just wanted to speak about that topic because that's something that we live almost every minute of every day. And in some ways, I think this may be helpful to other people to know that what the conflicts and the difficulties and the joys that they have in their mm-hmm. blended family relationships, but also, you know, kind of throw us a rope every once in a while because we definitely get stuck in a rut with something or an issue because yeah. of it being blended and that whole dynamic. But hopefully someone out there has insight and they can throw it our way too, because Lord knows we all need some help.
Absolutely. So we figure in the, that's what it's called in the blender, obviously, blended family. And we're going to talk about all sorts of things that have to do with that. Pretty much, well, something's blended in every other household too.
Right.
So generally having kids, there's multiple kids, chores and fairness with divvying out the chores, anything related to kids, kids in video games, kids in movies, TV, driving.
Sports. Sex, education, driving. Those are big things in our house right mm-hmm. now.
And then also our individual interests mm-hmm. will do a little bit in each. So the main topics will change around. Sometimes it'll be my geeky stuff. Sometimes it'll be gaming stuff.
Sometimes it'll be my guilty pleasure, which is entertainment, celebrity, scandal stuff.
Yep. Another thing we've been really working on is the whole living healthy, eating healthy, exercise,
yeah,
which has been a struggle, and hopefully sharing that struggle will keep us on track and help motivate other people.
And that's healthy eating and the exercise aspect and just trying to live better, longer.
Absolutely.
But also a big portion, a pathetically large portion of our life involves gaming.
Yeah.
We are into gaming, so I'm sure that we're going to be talking about that from time to time as well.
Absolutely.
And music. We both are big music fans. So a little bit of everything, just a little, you know, like it says, into the blender. That's what our lives have been. They've been thrown into the blender, and we never know what's going to happen or what's going to come up to the top and what we'll want to talk about. But it's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So we're going to work to try to do this weekly.
Yes.
Hopefully towards the beginning of each week, if we have time to record during the weekend.
Yes.
And going to try to keep it down to under half an hour, maybe even under 15 minutes if we can.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy in that way.
Just a little bite size.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening. You can find us at intotheblender.com, where you can subscribe with a podcatcher. You can also find us in iTunes. You can comment and you can play the episodes right on the website.
And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions or anything like that, you can shoot us an email to feedback@intotheblender.com. And we just want to thank you for listening and hope that you'll listen again real soon. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender. You can find information, comment on episodes, or subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 U.S. license.
You're free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content. Just not modify or profit from it.
Rachel.
Sally.